via our newsmaker line. U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan joins us here on the Morning Information Center. Senator, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
I want to ask you, in this election, we're just a couple of weeks away from the midterm elections. You're running for re-election, of course. As you motor around New Hampshire and find out and talk to people, you've been campaigning quite hard. And I want to ask you, I mean, people are very concerned about a bunch of issues, but I'm curious to know from your vantage point what you think is the biggest issue facing people. People talk about the 40-year high of inflation, so much so that, the inflation is hijacking retirement savings. People are concerned about that. They're concerned about not so much gas, because gas is coming down a little bit, but the oil prices are high. The energy prices for winter heating is going to be difficult. Or is it reproductive rights in women? What do you sense is concerning to most people around the state right now?
Well, it is really good to be with you and your listeners this morning. And yeah, I hear about a lot of different issues from Granite Staters who deal with multiple issues all at once, just the way everybody does, right? But I think the things that I hear about the most are energy costs, to be sure, along with concerns about inflation generally, and personal rights, personal freedoms, because people deal with these things all at once and are concerned with a number of different issues all at once because they got to deal with them. So taking a step back, I've been talking to people about my record of delivering results on the issues that matter to Granite Staters, a bipartisan record, because I think it really reflects the way Granite Staters think we should go about things. People put aside their differences all the time, work together, solve problems. So I've been talking to people about the work I did to ban surprise medical bills. That came because people in New Hampshire told me that was a real issue that was jacking up their health care costs. I've worked as a negotiator on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, getting internet to every community in the state. I'm an author of the Chips and Science Act, which is bringing manufacturing back to the Granite State, will over time help lower costs and really help us deal with those supply chain issues. There's a lot more to talk about, but those are some examples, along with standing up to Big Pharma to help Medicare, let Medicare negotiate prescription drug prices, and standing up to Big Oil to help people invest in energy efficiency and get a tax cut for it, while we pivot to a clean energy economy and break our dependence on big oil.
Yeah.
Now, specifically on energy prices, one of the things I've led on is getting significantly more federal assistance for home heating costs this winter. So we are recognizing that home heating costs are going up this winter and trying to make sure that Granite Staters have access to more assistance for that. I've also led a bipartisan effort to push the administration to release more home heating fuel from a home heating reserve that the federal government can control. And that should increase supply and help bring prices down. And as you know, I continue to push for a suspension of the gas tax. I've been pushing the administration to support a suspension until we see significant reduction in gas prices at the pump, because again, that's something we can do right now to put more money back in people's pockets. And then long-term, we obviously have to deal with the things that are causing inflation in the first place. That's why that Chips and Science bill is so important, to get supply chains back home. That's why the infrastructure bill was so important. But there's obviously a lot more work to do on housing and affordable child care, too.
I want to just backtrack on the health care, because I was reading a survey over the weekend. Maybe you heard this, too. It said about 50% of voters say they are more likely to vote for a candidate of the opposing party, could be Republican, Democrat, could be anything, if they make reducing health care costs a top priority of their campaign. And what that says to me is that, we have a lot of the baby boomers who are retiring now, people who are on fixed incomes. People still can't afford their medications. And I wonder why you think that in this great country of ours, we have some of the highest health care costs in the world, and why we can't make it more affordable. I know that people have been trying on both ends of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, but it seems like people are still frustrated with the high costs of health care costs and medications. Why do you sense that is?
Well, look, this is something I have worked on throughout my time in public life, and I will continue to work on. Look, there's a number of reasons for this, and we don't have time in this interview to explore all of them. But I do want people to know that in this Senate race, this is a big area of difference. As I mentioned, I teamed up with Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, to ban the practice of surprise medical bills. Then one of the things we did in the recent legislation we passed over the summer was continue subsidizing the premiums on the Affordable Care Act marketplace that so many people buy their insurance on, so that we can keep those prices low. I'm very proud of the work that we did finally to stand up to Big Pharma. One of the reasons healthcare costs are so high is that Big Pharma was forcing the United States government to write a blank check every year for the cost of prescription drugs through Medicare. We've now said that Medicare can negotiate prescription drug prices. That's a major issue of difference between my opponent and me. He says he would have opposed that. He also would make millions, trillions of dollars of cuts to Medicare and says we should privatize it. That raises people's health care prices. And so that's a and he would have opposed the Affordable Care Act, which has lowered costs overall, especially with those premium subsidies. So that is a major difference between my opponent and me, as is my commitment to protecting Social Security and strengthening it. My opponent says he would eliminate Social Security. So those are some major issues. We obviously have some other ones, reproductive rights being a major one, too, because I will always stand up for a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. And he has consistently said and indicated in his record that he would be a yes vote for a nationwide abortion ban.
We're speaking to U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan for a few moments here on the Morning Information Center. I'm Mike Pomp. One thing I want to ask you, Senator, you received the endorsement of the New Hampshire Police Association over the weekend. They endorsed you for re-election. How important is endorsements in your estimation? And how important, if you believe they're important, how important is this particular endorsement?
Well, this is an endorsement I am just enormously honored to have from the New Hampshire Police Association. You know, the first job of government is to keep people safe, and that starts with standing by and with the brave men and women in law enforcement. And throughout my time in public service, whether it's been as governor or now in the Senate, I have worked to make sure that our law enforcement has the resources it needs to do its job well. As governor, I increased law enforcement budgets in both of the budgets that we put into law, and then and increase the number of state troopers, which was very important to me and continues to be a real priority. As a senator, I've managed across the aisle to increase funding for frontline law enforcement by about $250 million nationally, and voted to put 100,000 more police officers into our communities. So I'll continue to stand with law enforcement. They need also competitive pay. They need support in terms of the traumas that they see and experience on the job, so access to appropriate mental health counseling and supports. Their families need to know that if something happens to them in the line of duty, or if they have a line of duty death caused, for instance, by depression or anxiety and suicide, that their families will be taken care of. And lastly, they need partners as we work to learn more and more about how police officers can partner in their communities, as they do in Manchester, for instance, with public health officials, to support our kids and make sure that we are also using best practices in policing. So I am really honored to have the support of the New Hampshire Police Association. They just do incredible work each and every day.
Let me just ask you one more question before we let you go. I know you're on a tight schedule this morning, and we thank you for your time. There are many economists out there, Senator, that feel that this country is either already in a recession or has better than odds it will be in a recession within the next year. What are your thoughts? Do you sense that this country right now, with the economy the way it is, are we in a recession or are we headed toward one?
Well, I think I will leave economists to have that debate. There are some mixed indicators, right? I know top of mind for voters is inflation. My constituents talk to me about that. They talk to me about concerns, too, about housing and child care. And businesses talk to me, you know, we've got a low unemployment rate, a very low unemployment rate. But one of the drivers of inflation is this labor shortage. So of the things that I am focused on, it's how do you lower people's costs in the short term? So we've talked about energy and gas. Right now, prescription drugs, seniors will see a cap on insulin prices. If you get insulin through Medicare, That price will be capped at $35 a month starting in January. So we can work on lowering those costs, but we've got to tackle the long-term drivers of inflation. And that's a labor shortage, you know, workforce shortage, and supply chain issues. And so in that Tips and Science Act that I helped write, we are tackling both of those things with workforce training programs, as well as getting our supply chains back here to the United States of America so we don't have to depend on other countries. The infrastructure bill also will help us with inflation drivers. You know, a lot to talk about there, but making our transportation system more efficient and safer helps lower costs. And then I hear from employers all the time about the cost of housing and the impact that has not only on our families, but on their ability to recruit new workers into the state. And that's why I've got legislation in that would help the state build more affordable housing, something that the state has federal money that we allocated for them that they're starting to use for that. But there's a lot more we can do. So a lot to talk about there. I'd be happy to join you anytime to talk about that.
All right. We'll talk more within the next couple of weeks as we head toward the midterm election. Senator Maggie Hassan joining us for a few moments here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Senator, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care and be safe.